This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The National Elections Commission, NEC, is today commencing a month-long voters' roll education exercise in preparation for the October 10 presidential and legislative elections. The exercise will end on June 18. The Liberia News Agency, quoting a senior magistrate of the NEC in Upper Bonn County, Daniel Newland, said the exercise will coincide with the provisional voters' roll exhibition running from June 12 to the 17. Daniel recently said that unlike the past, the Commission's current regulations require all registrants to turn out for the exhibition. He added that voter cards with problems after the final voter roll will not be accepted on Elections Day. The government of Liberia, through the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, MGCSP, has reaffirmed its commitment and effort in addressing the scourge of rape and other forms of violence against women. The ministry said that since the passage of the new rape law, hundreds of alleged perpetrators of rape have been apprehended and incarcerated, although prosecution has been difficult because victims and family members have in several cases failed to come forward to testify. The ministry is therefore urging Liberians as well as survivors to remain firm in curbing such an inhumane way of life by reporting issues of rape so that perpetrators can be brought to justice, stressing that rape is also a form of domestic violence and as such should not be taken lightly. Vice President Joseph Boakai has called on civil servants to perform their duties in a professional manner. VP Boakai said too many times people are concerned about the payroll than their jobs. He said, though there is corruption, but employees must be made to retire when the time comes. According to VP Boakai, each employee in government is entitled to a proper retirement plan, having made contributions over the years. The Liberian vice president spoke at an awards program for 7 participating ministries. Earlier, the director general of the Civil Service Agency, Dr. Puchu Bernard, thanked the technical working group of the CSA for the job done so far. Dr. Bernard said the CSA looks forward to the continued support from its development partners. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. French President Emmanuel Macron has unveiled a gender-balanced cabinet in accordance with an earlier pledge, with 11 of 22 posts taken by women. Sylvie Goulard is defense minister, while Olympic fencing champion Laura Flessel is post minister. Bruno Le Maire is economy minister, Gerald Colomb is interior minister, and François Bayrou is justice minister. Mr. Macron's decision to pluck figures from across the political spectrum has sent the French right into disarray. Mr. Le Maire is a conservative moderate, Mr. Colomb is the socialist mayor of Lyon, and Mr. Bayrou is a veteran centrist. Some 170 elected officials from the right were earlier criticized by hundreds of other lawmakers after they signed a statement backing Mr. Macron. And the idea that people can be fat but medically fit is a myth, say experts speaking in Portugal. Their early work, as yet unpublished, involved looking at GP records of 3.5 million people in the UK. They say people who were obese but who had no internal signs of heart disease, diabetes, or high cholesterol were not protected from ill health in later life, contradicting previous research. A summary of their study was discussed at the European Congress on Obesity. The term fat but fit refers to the alluring theory that if people are obese but all their other metabolic factors such as blood pressure and blood sugar are within recommended limits, then the extra weight will not be harmful. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.